The water spilled from the paper cup she was holding. She put it down on the table in front of her.
"And what were you doing here this evening?"
The sergeant's eyes, with crow's feet at the outer corners suggesting a happier side to him, were bloodshot from tiredness or perhaps ill health. His mousy hair had outgrown its cut and curled slightly over his collar. But there was nothing mousy about the way he looked at her, more rat-like. Hannah wanted to scream. She'd already told them what she was doing there. She had arranged to meet Liz at the mission, as she called it, before going to dinner. "She had something important to tell me, and she didn't want to say it in the nearby Italian restaurant, where the tables were set so close together you could almost hear the other diners breathing, let alone confiding secrets." Hannah had been intrigued, both to hear Liz's news and to see where her friend worked one day a week, giving free dental treatment and advice to the down-and-outs who inhabited the environs of Waterloo, the Bullring, Cardboard City. Hannah, who knew the area well from her IPC magazine's days, had walked past St. John's countless times, but had never been inside the church. To her, its Grecian pillars were nothing more than a landmark on the south side of Waterloo Bridge. She was curious that Liz should be practicing there. Apparently, the priest ran a soup kitchen, and when he'd met Liz at some fundraising function linked to the charity work she'd been doing in Somalia, had prevailed upon her good nature and inveigled her into opening a walk-in clinic. Some clinic, thought Hannah. Liz had to carry all her instruments and supplies with her and had to do all her sterilizing back at her Barbican practice. As she never had a dental nurse with her, she used to dictate notes about the patient's dental condition into a small dictaphone.
The dictaphone?
I'm sorry, miss.
Look for her dictaphone. Liz always used it to dictate her notes. Maybe it'll hold some clue. Maybe the murderer's voice.
Hannah had half risen from her chair, but seeing the sergeant's patronizing smile that was really more of a grimace, she sank back down and rested her head in her hands. Any minute now she would wake up and this awful interview would fade from her consciousness. Hannah closed her eyes and then opened them quickly to chase away the image of her friend's lifeless body, her throat slashed, her eyes staring out of a face which looked remarkably composed for someone who had just been brutally murdered. It suddenly occurred to Hannah that if she had arrived any earlier, she might have been a witness. A dead witness, an inner voice corrected. For why should whoever killed Liz leave Hannah alive to tell the tale?
"I'm sorry," said Hannah, as she just managed to turn away in time to throw up into a waste paper basket.
"I'll get a car to take you home."
Ashen-faced, Hannah nodded her thanks. Within minutes, she was being ushered through the crypt corridors by a young policewoman.
As they passed the room that had been Liz's surgery, Hannah took in the blaze of lights and a photographer shooting the dead body from every conceivable angle. Hannah shuddered. There's no dignity and certainly no privacy in death, she thought, at least not in a violent one. The icy night air was like a slap in the face. A small crowd had gathered by the steps leading up to the church behind the police tape. Two policemen opened up a passage for Hannah and her companion to pass through. Hannah was aware of a murmur, then a shout.
"Hey, lady, what the hell's going on in there?"
Hannah glanced in the direction the voice had come from, and her eyes were held by an imposing figure that seemed to stand a head above the crowd. His mane of white hair was brushed away from his lined and craggy face, and he stood proud despite the fact that his clothes were rags and he carried his home in a battered suitcase. Hannah shook her head, grateful for the steadying arm of the policewoman. As the car set off, she looked back to see that the man seemed to be staring after her. Perhaps he was one of Liz's patients. Silently, the tears rolled down her face and she tried to brush them away with the back of her hand. The policewoman handed her an extra strong mint.
"I always carry them with me now."
She smiled, and Hannah noticed the shadows beneath her eyes.
"I don't think I'll ever get used to it."
"I hope you don't."